A good news reflection for Monday of the first week of Advent and the memorial of St. Francis Xavier, priest. Today's theme, true faith. When was the last time you had a mountaintop experience in faith? Faith in Jesus is what makes it possible to climb the Lord's mountain. Advent is meant to be a time of reaching new heights in spiritual growth. Consider today's first reading from Isaiah 2, verses 1 through 5. To climb the Lord's mountain and reach the top requires actively seeking the greatest peace and the fullest joy for our lives today, which only Christ can provide. The prophet Isaiah saw this being promised for the days to come. He had grown up praying Psalm 122 for the peace of Jerusalem. Israel had not experienced peace since the days of King Solomon's reign, and it still hasn't. Does this mean that Isaiah's prophecy has never come true? Has the Lord's house never been established as the highest mountain? Indeed, it has, and it's in you. God, the divine Son, became the child of a human to establish on earth the greatest peace, the fullest joy, and the clearest revelation of God's instructions. Through faith in Jesus, we become the new Jerusalem, the Zion that Isaiah foresaw. Through faith in Jesus, we become the answer to the psalmist's prayer. Without faith, we live in the valley. When life's hardships get bad enough, or when we stay in sin long enough, we hit bottom. Faith in Christ raises us up to the new heights in our spiritual growth. This kind of faith is exampled by the centurion in Capernaum in today's gospel passage from Matthew 8, verses 5 through 11. His faith amazed Jesus. This Roman enemy of the Jews had climbed the Lord's mountain while the Jews were still squabbling in the valley. Amazing. Have you ever amazed Jesus? True faith means we trust that God is embracing us and holding us securely, even when conflicts and trials shake us up. This trust gives us peace. True faith means we believe that God will turn every hardship into a benefit. This belief gives us joy. True faith means we allow Jesus to be our Lord, our teacher, our guide. Thus, through His Word and His Holy Spirit, we receive the best possible guidance. Think of a conflict you're currently enduring. What sword have you been using to win the battle instead of trusting God to show you a stress-reducing way to handle it? Faith can turn your sword into a plowshare, a tool that will plow the soil of your life to make room for new growth and new fruit. Make peace with your enemy. Even if you're an innocent victim of the battle, do a good deed that will melt your enemy's heart. This might feel like a difficult mountain to climb, but it is the route of faith. It is the route that leads us away from the emotional angst of the conflict to the inner peace that only Christ can provide. The only peace that lasts. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.